This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod, Gujarat today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will dedicate the Dahod Locomotive Manufacturing Plant to the nation. Our correspondent reports that the workshop will produce 1,200 electric freight locomotives in the next 11 years. Built with a budget of over 21,000 crore rupees, the workshop will help in increasing freight loading capacity of the railways with its modern locomotives. The electric locomotives will not only fulfill the government's Make in India vision, but also Make for World initiative by exporting them across the world. Talking to media, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the Railway Board, Satish Kumar, said that the involvement of the industry and the use of indigenous parts has helped build this plant in a record time. The Prime Minister will also launch the 9,000 horsepower electric locomotives, the strongest single-engine locomotive in the country. The locomotive can haul up to 5,000 tons freight trains up or down a gradient with complete control at a speed of 120 kilometers per hour. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees in Bhuj. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Maharashtra from today. Mr. Shah will visit Nagpur today morning and will lay the foundation stone of Swasti Nivas at the National Science Institute at the National Cancer Institute in Jamta. The minister will also lay the foundation stone of the National Forensic Science University, NFSU, Nagpur campus at Chicholi in Kamti block of Nagpur district in the afternoon. The government and police machinery have geared up for the visit of the Home Minister to Nagpur. After Nagpur, Mr. Shah will attend various programs at Nandher today. The Home Minister will be visiting the capital city, Mumbai, on May 27th and various programs will be held in his presence. Recent satellite imagery suggests that Pakistan's strategically important Nur Khan Air Base sustained more extensive damage during India's Operation Sindoor than previously believed. Nur Khan, a vital hub for Pakistan's drones and VIP fleet, is located in Rawalpindi, less than 25 kilometers from Islamabad. The base is a high-value target, housing key assets of the Pakistan Air Force. In a social media post, defense analyst Damien Simon wrote, "A review of Nur Khan Air Base, Pakistan, reveals the entire complex near India's strike location has now been demolished, suggesting the strike's effect went beyond the two special purpose trucks." The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship will convene the 38th meeting of the Central Apprenticeship Council, CAC, today at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. In a statement, the ministry said that the council, reconstituted in October 2024 under the chairmanship of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary, plays a pivotal role in advising the government on key policies related to apprenticeship training across the country. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra can also witness rainfall today. The weather agency has further predicted thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 2 days. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 110 runs.